Hello, this is Judd Tully, and I'm standing here with Christo, the storied conceptual artist, pop artist. He has many descriptions to his long career. And we're at Navy Pier in Chicago at the Art Expo. This is opening day for the VIPs, and Christo has agreed to talk about a project that he did in Chicago in 1969, which involved wrapping the Museum of Contemporary Art. That is the first location of that museum at 237 East Ontario Street. And Christo, in the dead of winter, this was in January, with a crew, a student crew, used 10,000 square feet of fire-resistant brown canvas to wrap the exterior of the MCA, quite radical, and also a second interior project which involved 2,800 square feet of natural colored canvas. And this exhibition, or happening as you might call it in those days of the 1960s, represented the first public building in the U.S. wrapped by Christo and his wife Jean-Claude. And it should be noted the exhibition was titled Christo, Wrap In, Wrap Out. So, Christo, let's begin and you can tell your story. Thanks a lot. So it's a pleasure to see
you. Down.
Oh, me?
You can sit down. I love to stand.
Okay, I know, I'll stand with you.
Oh, if you like to, but yeah. I like to stand.
No, that's fine. I'm good. I can do it.
You can sit down, okay.
No. So tell me about Chicago and your relationship to the Windy City. I know I've seen the photographs outside in 1969.
Okay. Tell me. I tell you. This is a long story starting in 64. When we arrive in New York City in 1964, I am stateless. I have no passport, no nationality. I was political refugee. I arrived on the tourist visa, and we became illegal aliens for 3 years. During that time, in 1964, early 64, I met a gentleman who was the older, like almost like my father. I was 1964, I was 29. He was probably in his late 60s or late 50s, 60s, I think so, called Barney Hodes.
Mr. Hodes. Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Hodes was big lawyer, famous lawyer, and Jean-Claude and myself, especially Jean-Claude Spinau, immigration problems. And he said, no, I have a son, he probably have some idea that to help me. And I met Scott Hodes, who is almost my age, a little younger, and Scott Hodes became our principal lawyer, became our brother and friend forever. And this is why, and some way before even there was idea for the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, we have this very needed connection, and also both of them, there was collector Barney Hodes, great surrealist collector of Magritte and Duchamp, and many of the surrealist artists, and Scott just became a collector. Meanwhile, in that same period, sometimes late 64, early 65, I met also the young curator of the Walker Art Center, Jan van der Mark, who was preparing exhibition for the Walker Art Center, and he tried to borrow works of me, storefronts and package in a wheelbarrow, some wrapped object for that group shop, group exhibition for travel from Minneapolis Walker Art Center to the San Luis Museum, who Emily Rao was curator to organize that exhibition. And we became friendly, very close friend with Jan and Emily, especially with Jan. And in 1968 or 67, the group of young collectors for Chicago, who was fed up with Art Institute of Chicago, they was trying to create a new museum called Museum of Contemporary Art, and they asked Jan to become founding director of Museum of Contemporary Art. Meanwhile, in 1961, before I come to the United States, I did first study collage for wrapping public building. There was a small photograph with scale models, package of the scale model building, with little people and cars walking. And there are texts with that collage, I still own that original work, explaining that to be the real public building, the building should be parliament or prison. To belong really not private corporation or private entity. And you know very well that many years later we wrapped the parliament, but take us long years.
Many years. How many decades?
Many decades. But
the Reichstag.
The Reichstag. But to wrap public building, a building, was still very much in mind, and we understand that probably is a chance to wrap a museum. We're now living in New York, 1964-65. We became close friends with the chief curator of Museum of Modern Art, William Rubin. And William Rubin was preparing a landmark exhibition to be opened in 1968 or 67, Czech, called Dada Surrealism and Their Heritage. And he borrowed some works from mine for that exhibition. And of course, during that time also, or even before living in Paris, we became friends with another curator, museum director. Bill Rubin now worked very hard and have an idea that for the exhibition of the Dada Surrealism Day Heritage, he need to use entire space of MoMA, basically removing the collection and install this huge mastodon exhibition. And when the exhibition is over, for almost 2 weeks, MoMA will be closed because they need to remove the work, ship the works to the museum collectors around the world. And he have a brilliant idea that for these 2 weeks to 10 days, let's wrap the museum and make the MoMA the first wrap of the building. Mrs. Dominique Dumenil, John Dumenil was curator of ours. They was very supportive. We tried to lobby organization. I did many drawings, sketches, collages, study to wrap the MoMA, to wrap the garden of the MoMA, install the barrels, walls on 53rd Street, temporary installation like we did in Rue Visconti in 1962. Anyway, we never get permission. And still, the chance to run art institution was very possible. And during this year, when we live in Paris and start in New York, we became friends with the young director, who became later director of the small museum in Bern, Switzerland, called Harald Zeman. Harald Zeman was saying, we help you to wrap my museum. And this is why Kunsthalle Bern became first wrap public building in the summer of 1968. Meanwhile, we're already working with Anne van der Mark to pull out the permission for the rest of the building here. And this is how we start to work. We was very eager to do the that installation, that work, as soon as possible. And in the autumn of 1968, I understand, as soon as possible will be in the winter time in Chicago. I was very excited because instead to use normal cloth, normal fabric, I can use very heavy tarpaulin to wrap the museum in the winter days, and probably we can have a snow, and that will create a different dimension of the work. This is why the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago was wrapped in January with a very thick material called wax, and it created angular folds, not roundish folds, like Gothic sculpture, for the wrapping of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. And that was done in January. But Scott Scholes was very instrumental to help us to get the permission with fire department, with authority, traffic department, many things, and was very important step of my work in the United States. And this is why this is long relation, Robin, that I sell number of work to collectors, drawings, collages, to pay for that project with my money. But we did something also, which not unfortunately, they have not, I proposed them, but they have no drawings of that. I did also inside installation. The museum was the like a shoebox building of belonged to the Playboy corporation, used for some purposes, no window. And there was the one floor on the street, a little bit elevated, and also basement. And instead to have in these two floral works of art, drawings on the walls, we decided that entire walls would be newly painted white. And we used drop cloth. Drop cloth is the fabric of the house painter used to cover furniture the floor mm-hmm. when they're painting. Mm-hmm. And usually that fabric is thick cotton with a lot of little drop of paint they used before. They, each time they wash it out, and the paint bleached a little bit, but it became very, very painted on the surface, very rich in folds, not at all like a monotone thing. And we used a really drop cloth, I remember like today, the Bobby company. We rented the drop cloths, and we installed...
What's the name of the company?
Bobby. Bobby company.
Like
Bobby name. Like yeah. Bobby company. Bobby company house painters. We rented a huge amount of drop cloths for all the two floors. I wrapped the floors, but it's not carpet. It's very loosely, you know, uh-huh. attached to the end. Wrapped the stairway in the going to the second floor. And all that, and of course the public was coming to that very warm space, very silent, make everything very silent. Mm. But they, the authority, security, obliged the people to remove their shoes to not drip, step, you know, drip their feet. And there was like many shoes, like a mosque, mm-hmm. Floor.
Wow.
And the people were going barefoot. And each end of the day, the guardian was checking around that nobody forgets something. And one good day was reported to us, one of the guardians find young couple making love under the rap stairway in the Museum of Contemporary.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And that is the story of the January of 1968.
Wow.
And this is the, I come here because the reproduction of that drawing is making a poster, inaugural poster for the MCA. And it will be, I will donate that, sign it, and they will sell it. They will
Great.
Have the celebration for 50th anniversary of the project.
And how long was the building wrapped for?
I think it's about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Like all our projects,
yeah.
between two
yeah.
weeks, 3 weeks, yeah.
Right.
In January of 1968.
Amazing. And the mayor in those days, was it?
The mayor, I don't know who was the mayor, but Mr. Collins was a very powerful gentleman here.
Yeah.
He was very close to, I know he was very close to Mayor Daley. I don't know if Mayor Daley was there.
Probably Mayor Daley. Probably
yeah,
still,
Mayor
yeah.
Daley
yeah.
was very close to Mayor Daley. Scott also, very close to all the several mayors.
Because it was just after that Democratic convention
before,
in
yeah,
68.
Yeah, just got it. It was Mayor Daley. Okay, you're right. Mayor Daley, 68, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Great story.
And this is why I come here. I was just in MCA having an interview, and we're just discussing. They're making now the poster. There's a fabrication mm-hmm. right now.
Great. Excellent. Congratulations.
And this is my... And I left Chicago, you know, through all this year. We often been back here, and we lecture. We have a lot of collectors and many friends. Yeah.
Mm. Great. That is great.
Yes, I wanted to add one more bit of information that Christo is visiting the art fair in Chicago, and we're at the booth of Merzhinska Gallery, the Zurich-based gallery that shows modern and contemporary art. And on the outside of the stand, which is just as you enter the Great Hall, there are blow-ups of the photographs of Christo installing, or I should say, wrapping the museum back in 1969. And so that's the context for this meeting and interview. Thanks.